Okay, everyone, it's Scott Tips again. It's Wednesday, September 26th, and I'm back. We had a guest last week, and I apologize because the connection was not a very high quality. So we're trying to clean that up in the podcast, and maybe that will happen, maybe not. And in any event, here we are back, and I have with me tonight Jill Harrison, who is this incredibly talented person who got a BA in psychology but went well beyond that to learn an enormous amount about natural health and obtain in the process certification as a biofeedback therapist many years ago, having already studied aromatherapy and herbology. And we have someone who is going to probably put me to shame a bit because she was hostess of the Healthy Nature Show for 7 years. That's about 6.5 years longer than I've been doing this show. So from 1999 to 2006, and it had a focus on complementary natural medicine and was broadcast on AM radio throughout the Denver, Colorado area. And that's where Jill is right now. And she works currently as really a specialist in far infrared saunas for a company called High Tech Health International, which is at hightechhealth.com. By the way, if you want to look it up right now, go to www.high, and that's H-I-G-H, tech, T-E-C-H, and then another H, H-E-L-A-L-T-H.com. So in all of this, Jill has become an in-depth researcher, a speaker in her own right, and a writer on a lot of various health issues, including the latest scientific research addressing such issues insofar as they relate to far infrared saunas. I have to tell you, we probably have one of the foremost experts on far infrared saunas with us tonight. So welcome, Jill. Welcome to the program.
I'm just delighted to be here, Scott. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your saying that because I am honored to have you on, number one. And number two, you'll probably teach me a few tricks about how to actually host a show correctly. So I'll be all ears either before or after. And so in any event, well, tell me how you got, I mean, first of all, tell me what are far infrared saunas? How do they differ from like Finnish saunas where you throw water on hot stones and steam yourself to death?
Actually, that's an important question because they really are two very different technologies. I think most of us have been familiar with conventional saunas, you know, from, you know, one aspect or another. They've been around for probably more years than, you know, most societies have been around. Mm-hmm. The idea behind a far infrared sauna, however, is that we are using a specific heater that is producing far infrared waves, which, of course, it's part of the light spectrum, but it's not visible light. It's experienced as warmth. And these specific waves can actually penetrate the surface of the body and do a number of amazing things that ultimately can assist the body, among other things, detoxing from heavy metals, chemicals. It can improve blood circulation. It supports the immune system. It's a long list. I want to be clear, though, that with this technology, it operates at much lower temperatures. It is a technology that is actually safe for people who have things like high blood pressure and other cardiovascular issues, where normally they would be very specifically instructed not to use a conventional sauna because of the heat stress that they could undergo in a conventional sauna that sometimes is operating at, you know, 190 degrees Fahrenheit, et cetera.
Right.
So two different technologies, and again, a conventional sauna essentially is an enclosed area that has a mechanism for heating the air in the sauna. Sometimes it's dry, sometimes there may be a way for you to introduce water on hot rocks or something like that to produce steam, but you're going to get a surface, body surface increase in temperature versus a core body temperature increase. And so very different technologies.
And in doing this, do you feel the far infrared in your skin? Would a typical person feel that, or you just will you sweat when you're in this sauna?
You know, that's also a great question, because what you feel in a far infrared sauna is very similar to what you would feel if you were, for example, outside on a cold winter's day where the air is cold, yet the sun is strong, and you can feel the rays of the sun hitting your skin on your face, and they actually feel warm. What you're feeling is far infrared. So the far infrared doesn't heat the air, but as it touches you, it actually warms you basically from the inside out.
So, well, that sounds pretty interesting, because I've used a far infrared sauna, I think, once or twice. That's about it. And unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of time to be in the sauna. But why would you suggest that someone use a far infrared sauna at all? You kind of touched on it a little bit in explaining what it is. But really, why would the person listening to this show want to use a far infrared sauna at all?
Well, it goes back to our need for the ability to have our bodies get rid of the environmental toxins that we are exposed to day in and day out. I don't think there's a square meter on the earth that exists anymore that hasn't been touched by some form of environmental toxin. And so all of us are exposed to one extent or another every day to things like heavy metals, chemical compounds, from the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, from the water that we drink. It's everywhere. And what we're looking for is a way to augment what the body already is quite possibly overwhelmed with in terms of getting rid of toxins. Our livers are our main factory for producing what's needed to break down toxins and excrete them. Most of us have actually issues with that at this point because we're so overwhelmed. The reason you choose to use a far infrared sauna is because over the last about 40 years of research, it's been proven that far infrared waves are uniquely able to mobilize things like heavy metals and chemicals out of the cells of the body and enable them to be sweat out through the skin. So basically what you're doing with a far infrared sauna is bringing online an additional pathway for getting rid of these toxins. And of course, I think probably most of your listening audience is well aware of the fact that environmental toxins have a huge role to play in most of the degenerative diseases we deal with today.
Well, I have heard some marvelous things about it, and you're absolutely right, Jill. This is an epoch where we're living, where all of us are inundated with toxins, even if we try to live the cleanest, most perfect life, eating the best foods, using air filters and the like. You just can't avoid getting toxins in your system. And I've wondered oftentimes what's the best way to, as you so well put it, mobilize those toxins and get them eliminated from the system. Some people use biochemicals or use the little, they call them even far infrared foot pads that you put on the bottoms of the feet when you go to sleep at night, and they have bamboo and other vinegar and some other substances in there that help eliminate things. But frankly, the far infrared saunas are the best means that I've heard of to date, and I've heard more and more people swear by them. So what kind of health benefits would I get if I were to sit in there? I mean, or a typical person get sitting in there?
What you would see as the typical person would be, well, let me explain what happens. The far infrared waves that are generated by the heaters that are in a far infrared sauna will produce these wavelengths within about 6 to 12 microns in wavelength. That is the optimal wavelength range for what we're looking for in terms of health benefits. Those waves can actually penetrate the surface of the body to a depth of up to 2 inches and cause several things to happen. First, it will cause a gentle core body temperature increase, usually between 1 and 3 degrees, which will trigger a sweat response that's actually 2 to 3 times more profuse than you would even experience in a high heat sauna. So that's one thing that happens. Another thing that happens is these far infrared waves actually interact with the water molecules that surround the lipid cells that the body uses to store fat-soluble toxins that it's unable to break down and excrete through the liver. Again, things like chemical compounds, heavy metals, things like lead, mercury, aluminum, cadmium, cesium, copper, nickel, barium, uranium even. All of these things the body will store in these cells. And when this interaction happens, the cells will release these toxins as the sweat is forming, and the sweat will pick these toxins up and eliminate them through the skin. That's one big area. The next interesting area that's been heavily researched is the ability of far infrared waves to trigger the release of something called nitric oxide from the endothelial lining of the blood vessels. It's the lining of cells on the interiormost part of our blood vessels. And nitric oxide acts as a vasodilator. It relaxes our blood vessels and enhances blood flow through the body. So it will actually take pressure off the heart. It, in one area, people who deal with hypertension, high blood pressure, will see an improvement in their systolic and diastolic numbers using the sauna. Nitric oxide has also been researched in the area of its ability to kill certain tumor cells, and it's antimicrobial, as a matter of fact. So it has a number of things to do, but we're talking about the blood circulation. So it's going to help in enhancing blood circulation through the body. Far infrared waves also support the immune system and trigger the release of natural killer cells and killer T cells. Lymphocytes in the body. So we could spend an hour just talking about that, but it will support your immune system. It also will boost your metabolism. So people who deal with a sluggish metabolism have issues with the metabolic breakdown of nutrients and that kind of thing, will see an improvement along those lines. The other interesting thing is it actually triggers the release of endorphins in the body. Those are the feel-good hormones that, you know, you will typically experience. For example, people who do cardiovascular workouts, one of the things that keeps them going is that endorphin release. And that also is something that is going to be experienced with the ongoing use of the far infrared sauna. So those are a few of the high points. And again, there's much more that's going on, but these are things that everybody could expect to experience just by utilizing the sauna, enjoying what it feels like, you know, on a regular basis.
Well, from what you said with the nitric oxide, then it would improve probably in men, impotence, if they were suffering from it, sounds like, because of the nitric oxide increase.
You know, that is an area that has been researched as well. And I don't know if you know who Dr. Jonathan Wright is.
I know him personally. He used to be president of the National Health Federation.
He actually wrote an article in one of his newsletters devoted the better part of a newsletter to this very subject, correlating the ability of far infrared saunas to release nitric oxide and the effect it would have on impotence. And in fact, not to name drop, but he's been one of the users of our saunas for many years now.
He's an incredible guy, and he's done been around the block many a time. So if he's written about it, then there's got to be something valid behind it, let alone what you already know and have been telling us. So one of the listeners asked the question, does the heat penetrate the body differently? I'm not exactly sure if they mean differently than a regular sauna are differently than the sun, but do you know if, is that a question you could answer?
I can certainly surmise that they are asking about what they experience in a conventional sauna versus ours. And it does, as I said, the far infrared will penetrate and warm the body from the inside out. But what I have to say is when you're sitting in the far infrared sauna, you don't experience that intense heat sensation that you do in a conventional sauna, because the air temperature never gets anywhere near what it would in a conventional sauna. So, for example, I don't know about you, but, you know, the times I've used a conventional sauna, I'll get in, sit down, and find it very difficult to breathe because of the heat.
Yes.
And you know, it affects my nasal passages and my throat and all of that. That simply just does not exist when you use a far infrared sauna. So, yes, it would be a very different experience in terms of what the heat would feel like. The air in the Thermalife far infrared sauna, for example, would be warm, not hot.
Well, that makes sense. And I know just from my couple of experiences in the far infrared sauna, it was much more comfortable than doing one of those Finnish style or Japanese or Turkish style saunas. And it actually, the time passed very quickly. But, you know, that brings me to another question. How long would a person stay in that? I think I stayed about 20 minutes, but I'm sure that wasn't enough time. But I think that was all the time I had at the moment. What do you recommend? I mean, I guess, does it depend on the person, really?
It does, and it depends on what the state of their, you know, specific health situation is. But what we have found is the best way to approach this would be to start slowly and at low temperatures, probably even as low as 100 degrees Fahrenheit at maybe 10 minutes, and gradually work up to maybe a 30-minute sauna session, roughly at around 130 degrees Fahrenheit temperature-wise, which would be centigrade about, 55 degrees centigrade, something in that range. Mm. So that seems to work well for the average adult. Now, if you're talking about children, and actually we work extensively in that area as well, for children on the autism spectrum and that kind of thing, we have a separate set of protocols that we've developed over the years for them.
So should I not have started out with 20 minutes my first time, or should I have started out?
It would depend on the state of your health situation. If it sounds, you know, obviously you are someone who has been walking this path of, you know, supporting yourself nutritionally and trying to take care of your body to avoid any overburdening in terms of toxins. So for you, you got away with it. And so, you know, your toxic load may not be all that terrible. For someone else who is dealing with maybe a chronic autoimmune disorder or some other, you know, heavy metal toxicity, that kind of thing, 20 minutes could have been way over the top for them.
I see. Okay, so they should do like a scheduled incremental increase over time.
Indeed. That would be wise, yes.
And then while we're on the subject, Jill, and again, for those who have just joined us, I'm with Jill Harrison, who's currently in Denver, Colorado, although she travels all over the country, probably even beyond, discussing these various issues that we're discussing right now, which in this case is far infrared sauna. And Jill, so let me ask you, is there any type of person who, while we're on the subject, who should not use a sauna? Is there anyone that it'd be dangerous for them, or ill-advised at least, for them to use a far infrared sauna?
Yes. We absolutely feel that it would be inappropriate for either a pregnant or nursing woman to use the sauna. That would not be a time to mobilize toxins in her body, because those things like heavy metals and chemicals actually can cross the placental barrier in a pregnant woman and have a negative impact on the developing fetus. And again, obviously, same thing, those mobilized toxins could end up in breast milk, and again, would mm-hmm. not be a good idea. The other, it's a short list, someone who is dealing with hemophilia, obviously a genetic bleeding issue, because of the farm from red sauna's ability to enhance blood circulation, it might not be good for them. Again, we would absolutely need them to discuss the whole subject with their health professional. And the same would be true for someone who has a cardiovascular issue, something like uncontrolled atrial fibrillation, that kind of thing. It's not that they wouldn't be helped by the sauna, but we would, again, want them to approach this with the full understanding and agreement with their health professional.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And I'm sure if anyone, you know, if they approach it cautiously the way you mentioned, where you do it in incremental steps, then they'll realize early on whether it will benefit them or not. Although I would guess, and maybe I'm wrong, but I would guess that there's a Herxheimer reaction here are possible as these toxins are being mobilized in your bodies, the body and the heavy metals, and they're being eliminated. Some people might actually feel worse for a while. Is that possible too?
Yes. Again, why we provide these written protocols and also one-on-one customer service. We work extensively with people who, for example, have been diagnosed with Lyme disease. And this, of course, is Herxheimer reaction is something that, unfortunately, they're all too familiar with. And the key to using the sauna, and they absolutely benefit from it as well, the far-infrared raising core body temperature can actually disrupt the life cycle of the Borrelia spirochete and the co-infective agents as well, along with, again, mobilizing things like mercury and other things out of the body. So it can be helpful, but for someone with that kind of situation, all the more reason, I've started people at even 1 minute at 100 degrees with the understanding that even though you don't think anything's happening, there is an interaction that's happening on the cellular level, and you need, each person is individual in terms of where they are and their ability to handle the mobilization of toxins so that they are not, so that you don't release more toxins than the body is actually able to excrete. And that Herxheimer reaction, at least within the context of a far infrared sauna, would happen if you do mobilize more toxins than the body can excrete. Now you force the body into dealing with them again, having to redeposit them, and it can end up, as you say, making you feel worse. And that's something that doesn't have to happen.
Well, Jill, what do you, you know, we kind of were talking generically about far infrared saunas, but if I were to go out and buy one, what would I look for in a far infrared sauna? Are there any extra bells and whistles or anything unusual about different models that would tend to, you know, direct me towards one over another? What would you say about that?
Well, I would definitely say that not all infrared saunas are created equal. I see today that the market, especially if you go on the internet, it's flooded with saunas that are generically referred to as infrared saunas, not necessarily far infrared saunas.
Oh.
And to be clear, infrared is the broader term for that part of the light spectrum. That is, again, it's defined by a wide range of wavelengths. But infrared is subdivided into three categories, near, mid, and far infrared. And it's the far infrared that's been so extensively researched over the decades that has been proven to have all of these health benefits. The other parts of infrared are much less researched, and indeed there's some there's some concern, for example, with near infrared, There's a documented association with ongoing exposure to near infrared waves with the development of cataracts in the eyes and photoaging of the skin, for example.
Yeah, I've heard bad things just about infrared in general, but not far infrared, but like you were saying.
Precisely.
Yeah, the
precisely. So look for far infrared. Now, another big area to look at would be the actual far infrared emitters themselves. Most of what I've seen out there, if you are somebody who's been following electromagnetic radiation and the impact that it can potentially have on health, this is a heads up for you. Much of what's out there, they don't even acknowledge that their emitters can be producing electromagnetic radiation. Okay. And so that can be, here you are sitting in an enclosed area. In some cases, independent testing has shown their emitters can be generating well over 100 milligauss in terms of electromagnetic radiation. That to me is of concern. This is something that, when it comes to cell phones, mobile phones and a lot of the other areas of our lives where we're exposed to electromagnetic radiation, we need to be trying to minimize that, in my opinion. So, for example, with the saunas that I work with, we are very close to zero milligauss in terms of the actual EMFs that are coming off of the emitters.
So,
go ahead.
And so, just this is an issue with saunas, or they can be an issue with certain far infrared saunas about these EMF fields, electromagnetic fields. And have you noticed that when you've gone around and done research that some of these other far infrared saunas have too much EMFs, too many?
They won't even acknowledge the existence of EMFs. So what has happened is that there have been some people that have taken it upon themselves to do independent measurements on specific saunas and have found extremely high EMFs. And to clarify, you can find anything on the web, and I've seen YouTubes where people are using these very inexpensive sensors to measure EMFs that are really designed to measure in the cellular phone range, and then they'll use them in a sauna, which is it's inappropriate. It's not going to give you an accurate reading. What you really need is a tri-field meter that is measuring the X, Y, and Z axes of the radiation coming off, and then there's actually a calculation that is made with all three measurements to give you an accurate reading. Unfortunately, you don't see that very often. It's like everything else. You can find websites that will claim, the sky is blue or the sky is green, or
Don't we know that? That is so true.
Yes.
Well, one of our listeners is asking if parasites and viruses hidden deep within body cells will still be reached and killed, and even expelled. Do you know?
I do know that. Not to interrupt, but yes, actually, that research is ongoing, and indeed, it has been shown that the far infrared sauna is able to address and destroy certain bacteria and parasites, because it penetrates the tissues, and it is actually vibrating the ionized bonds that occur within the tissues where these invaders can come in and set up housekeeping, so to speak. And so it can be helpful in a large number of these. Remembering that when we're talking about parasites, viruses, bacteria, spirochetes, all of these things, they are opportunistic, and what will prevent them from getting a foothold in your body is for your body's terrain to be in balance and be healthy. And so when you see these things develop in your body and begin to affect your health, that would indicate an underlying imbalance and your body's terrain is compromised. So the far infrared sauna is able to support a reestablishment of a healthy body terrain, in which case these organisms cannot continue to live. Hmm. So that's how this all works.
Well, does the far infrared actually help alkalinize the system? Is that one aspect?
It actually does to a certain extent. Again, these are all subtle things that happen. And so if you know, people who maybe have done any research in terms of quantum physics and that kind of thing, it's like one drop of water into a pool. You see that one drop, and then all of a sudden you see, you know, all of these circles extending out, and it can have a profound effect on a much larger area. That's really what we're talking about when we're talking about far infrared waves as well.
Well, it really seems pretty incredibly good to me, and it would seem that just sort of my theory that you can combine things, and probably that's typically American, but... Is there anything that you know of that can maximize the benefits of far infrared sauna in the form of maybe certain herbs, certain supplements? I don't know, exercise, jumping out of airplanes. Is there anything in your experience that you found that will, combined with far infrared sauna, really magnify the effect?
I'm going to draw the line at dropping out of airplanes. I'm not jumping out of any airplanes, but you know. What you bring up is an interesting aspect of all of this. Certainly, exercise is going to be very symbiotic with the use of the sauna. Certainly, utilizing herbs and supplements wisely, there are certainly well-known herbs, for example, that are very effective in helping to actually chelate out certain things. Cilantro is one that's known. There's a long list of them that can be supportive in this process. One of the things that I'll mention is, and these are very fundamental things that people can do as well. Magnesium is hugely important in cellular activity, it's one of the reasons why it's known as one of the tri-salts. It's utilized in countless ways in the body. And unfortunately, most of us in Western culture certainly are chronically deficient in magnesium. Yes. So the supplementation of an appropriate form of magnesium can make a huge difference in terms of improving your body's ability to actually reproduce healthier cells and that kind of thing. So I would look at those, something as simple as an appropriate magnesium supplementation. Hydration is hugely important. Fundamental. And so, you know, now we can talk for hours on, finding good water sources and that kind of thing.
But are you saying, Jill, that it's a good idea to drink a lot of water before you go in the far infrared sauna?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes. You would want to hydrate well before, during, and after your sauna session. Because, again, what you want to do is be able to optimize your body's ability to produce perspiration to carry these toxins out. And if you are dehydrated on the cellular level, your body's not going to be able to produce proper amounts of perspiration. So, yes, hydration, very important.
Well, that makes sense. And then I like your point about magnesium, because I'm usually harping on magnesium as well on this program, as the typical Anglo-Saxon diet is extremely deficient in magnesium and overly proficient in calcium, so are adequate in calcium. So are there any, you know, we talked a little bit about the differences in manufactured far infrared saunas. Some of the listeners have asked, do you know a good infrared sauna supplier in the UK? But let me trump that question and ask, does Hi-Tech, the company in Denver, does it ship to Europe, or do you have local distributors?
We actually ship all over the world, and we are readily able to provide our saunas in both the 110 voltage and also 220, 240 for European and Asian use. We've shipped in to over 57 countries over the years. So yes, we can.
So you do that.
They can just go on our website, and we've got a, they can email for information on that. They could certainly call us if they want to. The number is right on the website, and we'd be happy to discuss all of this. We actually have some health professionals who, in the UK certainly, and in some other countries as well, that actually are using our saunas. We have actually there's a very well-known institute in Switzerland that's been using our saunas in their protocols for degenerative diseases for years. So we're delighted to work with people from all over.
Once someone's been treated with it for a while, thank you for that, Jill, by the way, because that was several persons' questions about locating it and how to purchase them and the like. But once a person has undergone, say, a treatment, or I hate to use the word treatment, but say a series of sessions with the far infrared saunas, is there a maintenance level that you would suggest that they do, like once a week or twice a week or anything like that?
Yes. What we suggest people do is kind of look upon this as a journey, and depending on where you're starting in terms of your health and where you are in terms of your toxic burden and all of that, that's going to kind of dictate how long this journey is going to be. So what we suggest is you start and you kind of take it in 90-day chunks, for lack of a better term. So for the first 90 days, the average adult will, following protocols, start slowly, work up to a full sauna session, and then continue on for the 90 days. And then, kind of do an assessment. Okay, what has changed? What can I see? Has my brain fog lifted? Have I noticed, a positive change in terms of chronic inflammation in my joints? Have I noticed a change in terms of headaches? The chronic toxicity issues that people deal with. What has changed? And then from there, look ahead. Okay, what's going to happen the next 90 days? For most people that are, have been on this earth longer than, I'll say, 30 years, chances are it's going to be, the course of a year or more. And then, yes, a maintenance mode is absolutely out there for everybody at some point. Mm-hmm. And, on average, people will end up using it maybe, while they're in that initial acute stage of detoxification, people will use it up to once a day, every day, and then gradually work to a point where they're in maintenance mode, maybe using it once, twice, three times a week, depending on what their situation is, what their environment is like. If you know that you're living in an industrial area where you're constantly bombarded by significant toxins, you're probably never going to want to cut back too far, because you don't ever want that buildup to occur again in your body.
Well, that's an excellent point. And I, really, I feel like I should be having one around here so I could go in it regularly, because I fly a lot, I travel a lot, I'm exposed to a lot of different things. And what with chemtrails and the toxins in the food and the bed, various bad diets that are out there, it's something to really stay on top of to get rid of all this crud that gets in your system. One of our listeners asked for you, Jill, our guest, whether these saunas are available in Ireland at all. And I think you already answered that by saying that you can ship them there, and that you probably have already shipped many times to Ireland. Is it also possible, they continue to ask a second question, is it also possible to build one for oneself? And if so, are there plans available with the parts list and all of that? What do you think of that?
Here's the issue with building your own with far infrared. And I'll just say this one thing. When you were asking earlier what to look for in a good sauna, most of the saunas out there are made of woods or sometimes composite materials, particle board, that kind of thing. We do not recommend that because of the glues and all the other stuff that can be in particle board. But many of the saunas that are out there are made of woods that are actually on the list of toxic woods put out by the wood industry. And for people who are already dealing with a toxic burden, you really don't want to be sitting in a cabin that is potentially going to add to your toxic burden. Things like cedar wood contains aliphatic cyclic hydrocarbons that can trigger lung inflammation. People familiar with cedar, you know, cedar chests, cedar closets, they contain natural insecticides. That's why they're so effective. Those same insecticides can cause lung inflammation. There are other woods out there as well that have some significant issues. In the case of the company I'm associated with, we use only poplar wood, and it's FSC certified poplar wood, which means that it's coming from forests that are certified as sustainably managed by third parties. Mm-hmm. So that is very important. Now, addressing the question of can I build my own, the problem with building your own is you have to really understand the way far infrared waves work, and they actually come off the black body that is generating them. In our case, with our saunas, we use a ceramic-based technology because ceramic, there's no better emitter of far infrared than properly designed ceramic. There are some other things out there, if they're properly designed, that are also good. But at any rate, what happens is that these far infrared waves will come off in a 90-degree angle off of the black body that is generating the far infrared. And depending on the configuration of the cabin, the size, the volume of space in the cabin, the number of emitters, and the size of the emitters are going to be extremely important in terms of your optimizing the exposure of your body to the far infrared waves. Unlike a conventional sauna where you could build a box and buy a heater and put it in there and then, you know, call it a sauna, there's a lot of physics involved. So we don't sell parts to make your own sauna because of that, because we're very concerned that if you're going to go this route, we want you to make sure that you're going to get the optimal benefits that you're looking for.
Well, that's hopefully a word to the wise. It might be a case of penny wise and pound foolish to go out and try to build one's own unless you're an engineer and really know the science. And clearly, one of the things that impresses me, Jill, about you is you seem to know the science. So I'm with you. How much do these units cost? Some of the people are, I'm sure, wondering it, even if they don't ask it. Are they very expensive? Or
it is. It's going to depend on the size of the sauna. We have four sizes. Everything from a personal one-person size up to a four-person size. Frankly, I think they're extremely competitively priced in U.S. dollars. And you know, we've set up a situation where what we're going to do for the National Health Federation is if anybody makes a purchase of a sauna, we're going to donate 10% to the foundation or the federation. But we're talking about you know, roughly anywhere from about $2,500 up to maybe about $4,000 for the big ones. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's going to fall into, you know, a range where it's accessible to as many people as we can make it accessible and still maintain the highest quality. That's, you're going to find saunas on the internet that are going to be under $1,000 U.S., And I just caution you that they're not all created equal.
I would agree with you. Sometimes it's better to spend a little extra, especially if it's on your health, and mm-hmm. do it right, than to take a chance and skim some corners to save some money. But in any event, that's very generous of HITECH to be willing to donate to the NHF on that. So thank you, because that's something that we typically, you know, we just get donations from the little guys, not companies. And so that I appreciate very much. Another listener asked if this, if the far infrared saunas would help autistic kids. I'd rather expect that it might. Even if it's not a cure, it might benefit them.
I have reams of research and indeed years of experience working in that realm with both the health professionals, the doctors that have, you know, have been motivated, self-motivated to look outside the box, to the families that we've worked with. And unequivocally, I can assure you that the far infrared sauna has a tremendous role to play in assisting children in actual recovery in some cases, but certainly the amelioration of many of the symptoms that children deal with on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. And it's, we could spend an hour just talking about that easily.
So is it important to catch kids at a certain age with that, or will it work at all ages?
You know, we can work with children as young as 2 years old, and it's always going to, it can't hurt, it can only help. So we work with people who have children that are even, you know, approaching adulthood, where they are using the sauna and are getting some real positive benefits. Again, just detoxification, what we've talked about, has a huge role to play in children on the autism spectrum. But certainly I can talk about the fact that there's research showing that increase in core body temperature, which mimics a slight fever, has been shown to actually affect children that are even nonverbal to begin to become verbal and to see other classic symptoms of autism diminish for a period of time just based on that that change in core body temperature, the detoxification of heavy metals and chemicals from their bodies. There's a growing body of evidence that shows the presence of these toxic elements in the mother can actually affect successive generations, their children, and it goes on from there. It's the whole area of epigenetics that is being researched in the area of autism spectrum disorders. The support of the immune system, the production of T cells, has a huge role to play. And it's all tied up, even in things, areas in, and people who have children on the spectrum, they understand that many of them have very significant, gut issues, digestive issues. They have problems with methylation. They have, I could spend a ton of time on that too. But we can, it's a multi-pronged approach, utilizing the far infrared sauna, and we've had tremendous results over the years. We actually work with over 100 health professionals, as I said, in the area of autism that both use and recommend our saunas.
Well, I noticed one of our listeners gave us a website for an address, and it was what you had warned exactly against. It advertises an infrared sauna. And not a far infrared, by the way. It doesn't mention far infrared, it just says infrared on its home page. I just looked at it. And also it's made out of cedar, so red cedar. So I assume you would not recommend that someone do a red cedar.
I would not. Based on my personal interactions with individuals who I can think of one in one case, the person had to get it out of their house because of the significant reaction they were having to cedar wood. Remembering, you know, cedar has traditionally been used in the construction of conventional saunas that have been built outside the home, with good reason, because it does have some natural insecticidal capabilities. Right. Cedar wood is it's less susceptible to breakdown, being exposed to the elements and that kind of thing. And because of the aliphatic cyclic hydrocarbons in it, and it's outside, it's not going to be problematic for nearly as problematic for most people if they're just going to go out there and use the sauna for, you know, a half an hour or so. What we're talking about is a far infrared sauna that is installed inside your home. So these same hydrocarbons are going to be releasing these aromatics into your home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for as long as it's in there, and they will gradually accumulate. And even if you don't start off with a sensitivity to these hydrocarbons, it can develop at any time.
Well, you really seem to know your stuff on this. In fact, so much so that some of our listeners are impressed enough to ask you an off-topic question. You think you're game for an off-topic question? A listener asked if you know of an MD in Europe who might be willing to give evidence against vaccines in court. So I'll just throw that out there just in case.
Yeah, it is off topic in a way, but I also understand how entwined it is when we're talking about autism-related disorders. That's okay. I'm not coming up with a name off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, if you think of something, let me know, or someone, I shouldn't say something, okay, but someone, please let me know, and then I can get back to that individual. It's a particular person who has a court case in Ireland and is defending her baby against coerced, you know, mandatory vaccines that should never be given to a baby that young in that great a quantity. So my hat's off to her for being a true mother and trying to protect her child instead of just going along with the system.
I'm just going to throw this out, and it could be a potential resource. She may have already visited the NVIC.org website. I don't know if they have any connection to entities in, you know, the United Kingdom and Ireland or in Europe, but she might pose that question to Barbara Lowe Fisher at NVIC.org.
NVIC?
N is in, it's the National Vaccine Information Center.
Yeah.
So N is in Nancy, yeah. V is in Victor, I is in iodine, yeah. C is in cat,
okay.
.org.
Yeah, and she probably is already familiar with it. She's quite educated on the subject, but doesn't hurt to bring it up again. Now, another listener is asking if these far infrared sauna shouldn't be made out of cedar. What kind of wood? Well, like the high tech ones, what are they made out of?
Again, we use only poplar wood. It's P-O-P-L-A-R, poplar wood. And it is a wood that is actually, it's a hardwood, but it does not contain these hydrocarbons. So it doesn't have the potential toxicity or sensitivity issues. It's a wood that is commonly used in the construction of children's wood toys and that kind of thing because of its non-toxicity.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're getting close to the end of the time and we're almost up against the wall. One last question, if I may. Pain management. I've heard it's extremely good for managing pain. Is that true or am I misinformed?
You are absolutely correct. Because of its ability to deliver oxygen nutrient-rich blood to the cells and remove the acidic waste products from the cells, it actually is an anti-inflammatory technology. And so people that deal with chronic pain oftentimes will experience relief even after the first sauna session.
Oh, that sounds great. And probably they could down dose from whatever pain medication they're making as well, even if they couldn't get off it entirely. Well, Jill, I appreciate it. We've crammed a lot of stuff into this hour, but unfortunately, we're at the top of the hour and we've got to go. Let me just check real quickly if there's one last question or something that we might do. But anyway, I very much appreciate your time with us today. And again, I want to tell the listeners, go to www.hightech, and that's high spelled out, not the abbreviated form. So that's H-I-G-H. Tech is the short form, T-E-C-H, health.com. If I have that right, did I say that right? Hightechhealth.com. And they do have a phone number. I guess it's that because a lot of people might be out of the country, out of the U.S., that's the 303 number, right?
Yeah, 303-413-8500 should work everywhere.
In the U.S., so that's a plus one. Okay, so Jill, you've been marvelous, and I'm just amazed at your wealth of information on all subjects and how quickly you rattle off the chemical in the cedar wood that would make me stumble over my words. So thank you, and hope to have you on again, because like you said, there's a lot more that can be said on this subject. And I'd love to do a session on like autistic kids or eliminating parasites, just specifically on those. So thank you. And I hope you'll be writing for Health Freedom News too, won't you? So that will be something we can look forward to.
Indeed. I look forward to hopefully having an article put together, I think, for the fall edition. So
okay. That would
absolutely.
Okay. Jill, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time. And with that, we will go to our next guest, who is Sean, our next host, excuse me, who is Sean McGuire. And he has his own special guest on his program coming up. So don't go away. Thank you all. Bye, Jill.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.